Top Republican leaders are pushing to require U.S. citizens to show proof of their citizenship when they register to vote in federal elections. But a new report raises concerns that this push could put the votes of millions of eligible voters at risk. NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports.
Based on a national survey, an estimated 21 million eligible voters could become unable to cast a federal ballot. That's because roughly 1 in 10 adult U.S. citizens say they either do not have or could not quickly find in order to show the next day their U.S. birth certificate, passport, naturalization certificate, or certificate of citizenship.
We've got a huge crisis on our hands.
Lauren Kunis leads Vote Riders. That's a voting rights group focused on voter ID issues that co-sponsored the survey and has helped eligible voters with citizenship documents that are stored far away at a family member's home, have been lost or stolen, or sometimes weren't there to begin with.
Black Americans, particularly in the South, are more likely to have been born outside of a hospital setting, meaning they didn't receive a birth certificate automatically.
Right now, when people register to vote, most states use their Social Security or driver's license numbers to check their citizenship. And federal law requires states to accept registration forms with applicants' sworn statements about their citizenship. But Republican lawmakers, like House Speaker Mike Johnson, want applicants to also show proof of their citizenship.
We all know, intuitively, that a lot of illegals are voting in federal elections, but it's not been something that is easily provable. We don't have that number.
There's not a whole lot of evidence that, for example, stricter laws about proof of citizenship are going to solve problems with fraud because there really aren't problems with fraud.
That's Professor Michael Hanmer, who directs the University of Maryland Center for Democracy and Civic Engagement, another sponsor of the survey. All available evidence shows non-citizens cast ballots in exceedingly small numbers. So it makes Hanmer wonder what's really driving this Republican-led push for citizenship documents.
If there's political reasons behind it, then our results suggest that that should be rethought because this is not going to just hit one group. It's going to hit everybody.
Across racial and ethnic lines and political affiliations, though the survey also found that requiring citizenship documents would disproportionately affect U.S. citizens of color and political independents. By requiring proof of citizenship, says Bernard Fraga, an associate professor of political science at Emory University,
you're more likely to catch people who actually do have the documents or are able to verify their identity, but just because of happenstance or some quirk are unable to do so at the very moment when they need to in order to vote.
Sean Morales-Doyle is the director of the Voting Rights Program at the Brennan Center for Justice, another sponsor of the survey, and warns that requiring citizenship documents could leave millions of eligible voters disenfranchised.
And it sounds like you're saying these proposals actually aren't solving a problem, potentially could create widespread problems.
Absolutely. We already know this doesn't work and creates problems. And here they are introducing it again.
A U.S. House bill requiring proof of citizenship for federal voter registration is not expected to become law this Congress. But Republican state lawmakers are making similar proposals in New Hampshire. And the Republican National Committee is in the middle of a legal fight over requirements in Arizona that a federal judge has blocked for now. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.